Welcome to The Hitch, week 5.
Hey.
Day 40, we're back.
Day 40, part 2.
We're back, because there was some excitement.
The power went out?
Yeah, we were like, oh, the power went out.
Yeah, oh boy, a little rain blew through, the power went out. Weird.
Yeah, we thought
we should go look
NBD,
into that.
But let's walk around and see what the story is.
We walked outside. And it smelled like burning.
Electrical burning. Yeah, not like, just like firewood
no,
burning.
Like that weird
or smoke
kind of
burning,
rubbery,
that kind of like, this can't be
weird,
good to breathe, yeah. Burning.
Yeah. Turns
and
out.
And there was a crowd of people.
Yeah.
And so
just
we walked
down the
over
way.
To the crowd and, you know, said, what's up? And this woman said that a branch hit a power line and it was down.
And there was a live wire
but
in the campsite.
Live. Yeah.
And then
and
you
then,
go, oh, right. You look over, and first of all, you're hearing this.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's like resonating through the air.
Yeah.
And then we kind of poke our heads around the corner, and you can see
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's like, and like just
white, sparky
moving
sizzles moving around, and then
and
actual
like
flames, too.
Feet from this
some
cabin.
Some people's cabins and cars.
And cars. Yeah. And then this guy was like, oh, yeah, and there's a propane tank over there, too. And
yeah.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
By the time we got out there, which was a while after it had happened.
I mean, not more than 25 minutes.
Yeah, but
minutes.
It was probably around 25, 30 yeah. minutes. But there was a firefighter out there.
Yeah, found a couple.
A couple, and they were just, all they were doing is like holding the line, just, like making sure
yeah.
people weren't getting in.
Kind of watching the thing.
And just
as
kind
it
of watching it
around.
Because they
yeah.
couldn't do anything. They no. had to wait until the power guys
yeah.
came and shut it off.
And apparently they got to shut off basically the whole valley we're in.
Yeah, apparently the switch is in town, which is
10 miles
away at least.
So that's a lot.
So
of...
we're like, oh.
Yeah.
So we kind of stood there for a while. Chatting with the other campers,
yeah.
swatting mosquitoes, which
got eaten alive. You know, right before we stepped outside, I was like, you know what, we should put some bug spray on.
Or at least I should
but
throw
I just
some
thought
pants
I was going
on.
Up to the camp thing and the guy being like, yeah, breaker's out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We didn't know this it was going to be a whole
yeah.
But I got a mosquito bite on top of my itchiest mosquito bite, I swear. And now it's like a mountain on my leg.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of new mosquito bites, but pretty crazy and talking to people. And just watching this thing and then thinking, like, should I just be watching this?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, should
like,
we all be standing? I mean,
this seems
was probably
maybe,
what?
I mean, we weren't close to it.
Well, we were probably 50 yards from it.
Yeah.
Or less, 20 yards,
I mean, we
I
could
would
see
say.
It.
Yeah.
So I know you were kind of going closer and I was like, dude, this is close enough.
I walked all the way up to the old guy in the golf cart just now
I
because.
Know. Oh, just now?
Not only do we not have power. We don't have water.
We don't have water.
And that's not because of our camper. It's
no,
they're
it's,
the, they have
they
pumps
have
that
pump,
run the
yeah.
that create that, water pressure for the whole campsite.
For the whole campsite.
And it's electric.
Yeah.
So
and it's not happening.
There's no water.
So it's just like at home when the power goes out and you're like, oh, do I have stuff?
Yeah.
Do I have water? And usually when you're camping, you have like gallons of water or whatever. Like if we were tent camping, we would have had plenty
right.
of water.
Yeah.
But no, now that we're like living in the lap of luxury,
right.
we're like
yeah,
not,
we
have no
water.
We have like a little bit of water
yeah.
that was in the fridge. It's not going to be enough to get us through.
No.
And then so like, do we just go on water rations? Do we drive into town, which is 10 miles away and it's like 9:30 at night? Which isn't that hard. I don't mean to sound like a big baby, but it's just like one of those things we don't know because we don't know how long it's
yeah.
going to be out. My guess is it's probably going to be out for a while.
I mean, they got to string a new power line.
I know.
But if they really do have to shut power off for the whole valley, that's kind of incentive to get that power line
right.
strung.
That's true.
You
and
know?
Like, yeah, I don't really know what's involved yeah. or how long or how, you know.
I don't either, but it we know the fridge can run off propane.
Yeah.
It automatically switched.
It automatically switched? Oh, I thought you switched.
No. It's
oh, that's
reading LP
cool.
now, the little two-digit
very
display
cool.
says
we do
LP.
Have propane, so what else can we do with propane?
We could run the hot water heater if we had
right.
hot
if
water.
If we had water.
But we don't. That's all. We can cook with it.
Yeah.
And we could.
It's funny though, because I had that feeling where it's just like at home when the power goes out and you're like, oh,
yeah.
But
we did flip the switch. We're running lights off battery.
We're not sitting in the dark over here, people.
We were for a bit. And then it was like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
We have batteries.
Well, we looked
here.
Around and there were some other lights on and we're like, come on.
Okay. I mean, we're not going to like have a party or anything.
Why not? Let's have a party.
Well, because then the battery will run out.
Oh, okay.
And then we're double screwed.
I'm just kidding.
But anyway, a little bit of excitement here at the end of the night. A
little bit of excitement. I'm sure glad we weren't staying in those cabins that it fell like 1 foot away from.
It's really close
to
like this sweet F-150.
Yeah.
I would be freaking the fuck out if that was my car.
I'm freaking out enough that it's even close to us. Because I'm like, what if it blows up a propane tank? What if like they never...
What if the trees catch fire that are all around it? Yeah.
That's
the other
thing.
Thankfully, it just rained.
Yeah, it didn't rain that much, though, and it's pretty dry here. I was thinking there was going to be a fire. I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That thing was just, like, whipping around the ground. Live wire, people.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all.
I'm just going to go ahead and trust the professionals that are out there.
That the VFD is there.
Yeah, they were there right away. You know, when we drove in, like, the first time, I noticed that fire station is right at the end of the road. Like, right on the main road.
Yeah.
So, it's only, I mean, it's a mile away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we just turned in a mile. So, I mean, lucky.
Yeah.
VFD's you know, and I here. Don't know if, I mean, I don't know how it's run here. But, like, I mean, it could be a volunteer type situation or whatever. But that dude was on it. He was, like, here fast.
He was super on it.
Yeah. Good job.
We were all, how's it going? He was all, well, a lot better than now that I'm here. The dispatcher made it sound like the world was coming to an end. And I'm like, Jesus, was this really bad? And we were just sitting in the trailer like.
We had no idea.
Oh, the power went out.
Sometimes you can hear a pop. Because where we live in Chicago, power goes out more often than maybe it should. I don't know. I feel like
the first few years we moved into our house, the power went off
all
the
time.
They upgraded something and it didn't go off anymore.
And so we are familiar with power going
on.
And you can sometimes hear it.
We didn't hear a pop. We didn't hear a pop. You really can't hear the wire until you go outside. But
it was kind of an opportunity to learn a little bit more about our trailer because we didn't know how we didn't know how to run on the battery. We've never done it.
I mean, I've accidentally hit the switch before, so I knew it worked. But
and now, yeah, and we are using propane for the fridge.
So hopefully the propane doesn't run out.
I guess we're just gonna find out.
Exactly.
We're going on water rations now.
Yeah, no kidding. Of course, now I'm like, I really need to go to the bathroom.
I know. Well.
Do we mess up their bathrooms instead of ours, do you think?
I don't know. Are they even open?
I don't know.
So many questions.
All right. Well, this is a heck of a birthday surprise.
We'll have to see how it goes tomorrow.
All right. Hopefully we don't burn down. Yeah. Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!